must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. The gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. The sermon today will be about Father Dennis. I'll tell you how it all came about. I was getting to the place where I couldn't do all the job. And we interviewed Father Dennis. We talked a little bit and so on. And kind of asked him what was really important to him. He said, God is love. Our goal is to let God help us become lovers. And I said to the team, we better snap him up right now. There aren't many priests. And I said, holy smokes. Kind of sounds like me. But just remember this. He's got a background different from me. I have a background different from him. And that is good. We all believe in the goal that all is love. Remember, his background is different from mine, which means he will have a vision, a way of looking at things that'll be different from mine. And that's good. He'll have a different way to look at it. I have another way. Which means you have not only the wisdom that he brings to it from his background, but mine too. You're doubled. Really. You see, up till now, for a long time, you've heard just about the way I see it. And that's good. But it doesn't mean that's the only way. So we're very blessed in that kind of way. It sure took a long time for us. I think at that very moment we said, well, not sure the technologies, the technicalities and so on. And we got them right here. We are blessed. To me, it almost sounds a little bit like a miracle from God. If that hadn't happened, I couldn't do it. Maybe somebody else could. But I don't think he would carry on what we built in St. Stan's since 1975. Been a long time. I'm back home. Now, I won't be saying as many of the masses and things like that as before. And at some point, we'll do all of that. I'll be called a pastor emeritus. That means I'm still the pastor, but I don't do anything. But see, I'll still be there. I'll be part of St. Stan's. Now, something to you. Father Dennis and I will not be here forever. What we need to do is we are here together and we can both work at this together. It'll be up to you. The tradition that we have, that love is what is primary, that God is love, we're called to to let God make us lovers of each other, to accept everybody, that God is in every one of us. That's going to be your job. Because after we're both gone, you will have to go to the bishop and tell him what we need. And if the whole church says that, the bishop will say, well, I guess that's what we better do. I want you to know how important you are. See, if it's just Father Dennis and me, well, that's nice. But it's you who are the church. You are the church. I'm just here to help you pray. Father Dennis is here to help you pray. You are the church. Remember the old days? Which I unfondly remember. Many a pastor would come in and say to the congregation, you and I will get along just fine as long as you pray, obey, and pay. That's your job. Obey. Pray. And pay. We've come a long way, haven't we? You see, at that time, in some crazy way, how it got around, I don't know. The priest was kind of like the church. The priest is only here to help the church pray. I want you to know how important you are. You are the church. So is the neighboring church. And the next one. You are the church. I remember when I was a brand new priest, we had different kinds of notions. That was the pray, pay, and obey. We were taught this very strange thing. When you are ordained a priest, what it means is your very inside being has been changed ontologically, if I use the word words. I am something new and different and way beyond you folks. That's what was thought. We always changed. You are the church. And what Cardinal Casper, great theologian, unfortunately, he's one of the right-hand mans of our Pope. He said, that's what you were taught. And it's also taught, too, this ontological change, making you a deeper, different kind of person. And you also then change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And he said, oh boy, we got off the line somewhere. What did he say? What does it mean to be ordained a priest? It means this great kind of thing. It means you are authorized, authorized officially, to lead the people in prayer. I'm not in the prayer. I'm just to lead you in prayer. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. Asking the Holy Spirit to change the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. My big job is, because I'm just like you, is just to lead you in prayer. The Holy Spirit does it, not the priest. Fortunately, we're getting back on a straighter path. I just can't emphasize the oath. You are it. I'm just kind of the helper along the way. Think about that. Think about that. You see why? Once we talked to Father Dennis, I said, get them right away. Something like this doesn't come by too often. Maybe it's a blessing from God, I don't know. Sure feels like it. I love you. Love me too. You know why you should love me? Because I'm people, just like you. Don't love the priest. That's just a job. Not a nice job. And so, I'm forever grateful that we snapped Father up. Because that doesn't happen very often. Somebody's available, somebody who sees it's all about love. God bless you all. And I promise not to cry. I know. So now I have the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, the third day rose again.